Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's poppin', congregation? Yes, we are back for another installment of Scam Goddess. And it's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. What's up, y'all? We was in the New York Times. You see me? Look at y'all, congregation. Keep spreading the word. Y'all are great missionaries. I'm gonna get y'all some cute merch, I swear to God. I know the site right now look like Nicki Minaj for Kmart. But we're gonna get it together. No worries, okay? Guys, what am I? Go ahead. Yes. I'm excited. You're right. I'm very excited. And I am. I truly am, guys, excited for our guest today. You loved him on Veep. You loved his show, Detroiters. And he is in one of the hottest movies right now. Come on. A promising promising young woman playing, oh my gosh, such a departure from who we know and love, which is, come on, Range. We love a Range King. All right, guys, we have Sam Richardson. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Lacey. How you doing?
Oh my God. Oh, you have me. Thank you for being here. You have such a good podcast voice. It's so smooth.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I can turn it on and I can turn it. And then, I guess it's pretty good.
Uh-huh. Okay, Billy D. Okay, Billy D. Richardson, we love it. Listen, I'm all over the place, so the girls love when we bless their ears with just like a nice, smooth, chocolatey voice. Yes. Oh, well. We love it.
Happy to bless.
Sam, oh, you're blushing. That's so hard because you're black.
I know. It's a deep crimson.
Yo. Okay, so Sam, do you have any relationship with scams? Have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? Like anywhere in that?
I've been scammed. I am curious about them because like a grifter in like a Dickens novel. You know, I think it's always funny. Where like Face on A-Team was like my favorite because he was like always scamming people.
Yes. Like he could always Moby get Grift. Stuff.
You know?
Okay. Wait, you have to tell me. Do you remember when you were scammed?
There was a few times where I was scammed. There was one scam where I saw it come and where my dad, when I was a little kid, I grew up in Detroit, between Detroit and Ghana.
This is the second Detroit desk. And now I have to do it again. It's so cold in the day.
How the fuck are we supposed to keep peace?
Amen. I mean.
You know, that's the question.
So this was in Detroit when you got scammed?
This is in Detroit. We used to have like yard sales in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we would, just get all the stuff from the house and then put it outside to like sell. And I would like kind of, you know, just take stuff from my house and like, like whatever things I was even still kind of using. I was like, oh, I'm going to make money. So I would just take it outside and start to sell it. And my dad, it was like me and my friend, it was me and my friend and my dad came outside. He was like, all right, I got to go inside. But you all just keep your eyes open for scams because just be aware. If somebody comes up to you and is like, hey, can you break like 100 or break a 50 or break a 20? Just say you ain't got it. There's nothing you don't have it. And he said, look out for fingernails. So I was like, okay.
I love sure. Your dad. Your dad is on it.
You know, yeah. For real. And then, so we were, that's you know, maybe like an hour or two later, this man comes up and he's got the longest fingernails in the world. And he was like, he's like, hey, y'all little kids got a change for a 50? And I was like, 50? Ooh. And I ran inside, and then he ran off. That was the first, like, little scam that I was aware of.
I like your dad.
Yeah, me too.
I like your dad because he's got the good advice. Because just for you guys who don't know why his dad was saying that and why Sam ran back into the house when the man approached is because, and this used to happen to me a lot in New York, a lot of people will have counterfeit bills and they'll come clean the money at establishments. So that's why they mark your 20s at the grocery store. That's why they scratch on the side to see if it's got that texture. And I learned all the tricks about fake money. Yeah, but that's the reason why they do it is because they'll get real money from you and give you the fake bill.
Mm-hmm. Scam pro. See, yeah, that's what they were up to. And another time, I don't know if you're all familiar with Barbizon Models.
Yes, come on, every mall in America, honey. We were every all a star.
Ooh, I was like into it. You know, I saw the commercial. Mm. I was like, oh, I could just come call up and go in for a consultation. And of course, you want a consultation. Like, yes, you're a model. Perfect. Why don't you buy this book and buy these classes and come? We'll teach you how to be a model. And like the whole time, my brother was like, it's a scam. I'm like, no, it's not. Shut up. I'm about to be a famous model.
Right. And they always have. Here's the thing about those scams is John Robert Powers came to my mall, honey, the Stonebriar Mall in Frisco, Texas. And you best believe my little black ass was by the water fountain waiting.
Of course.
With bells on. OK, I put on my best limited two. I went to Claire's and got the drip. And I was ready to be a star tomorrow. And so you're not the only one. And you're pretty tall, though, right, Sam? Like,
I'm
I feel
five,
like you're tall.
11.
You're 5'11"? You look taller all the time. I mean, that's not short.
No, it's not short, but I'm not 6'6" or anything.
Yeah, but that passes the model height. I think that's what you have to be for women and men. It's 5'7" for women. Yeah. And then I think it's like 5'11" around there and up for men. Okay. Yeah, so you probably thought you had a legitimate shot. You know what I mean?
I did. I mean, I was like 12 also at this time. I was like 13. So I was certain that like, oh, I was about to get discovered. It was going to be the it thing.
Yes, you know. You're going to be in every Abercrombie store and as a cardboard cutout, just getting perfume and Axe sprayed on you constantly. Yes. And but the reason I brought up the thing was, is that a lot of times people, because look, Sam, you are a star and you are super talented and you best believe that you are on some Barbizon wall right now.
Yeah, that's for real. I probably am.
They're like, y'all know Promising Young Woman, y'all know Detroiters, y'all know Veep. That's like, we did that. We brought Sam up. Okay.
Barbizon strong.
That's we true. Took him from Auntie Anne's pretzels to the Golden Globes. Okay. Know us.
I never even thought of that. They probably are right now.
Mm-hmm. I bet you like, they are, because that's what they do.
My 13-year-old glossy photo.
I know. Oh my God. Print photos are such a fucking scam. Do you know how many brick walls I've stood next to while some fucking criminal took my picture? Too many.
I bet too many.
I had a photo shoot once in New York City where he had me standing out on the street. I'll repost the photo for you guys on my story when this comes out. Standing out in the street, in the middle of the road with like the little yellow dashes and shit, taking photos. And then when a car would come, I would have to run out the street. But he said that was vibes. Like it was vibes for me to be in the street for my headshot.
Good. Real slickster.
Right? I love that man. I love that man. He got me because he said he shot Denzel Washington's daughter. And so I was like, oh, that's close to Denzel, that's daughter. It. Okay.
It's his DNA.
Okay. So the road, that's where Denzel's daughter liked it. The road. Okay, I'll get in the road. No. Oh, guys.
You know what? I don't want to like just keep on going down the list of my scams.
Give me another one. Through.
This I'm one wanting. Was like a truly. I was flabbergasted by this one, and like I pride myself on being pretty like aware of my surroundings and self and all that.
Okay.
But I was in Budapest shooting a movie. It's called Spy, and so I was there for like 9 weeks, and I was what we call rain coverage. So I didn't film until the idea was that. I was there for the run of the movie, and really it's only like a few scenes, but they're at the end of the shoot and in an mm-hmm. indoor location and a closed set that so that if weather becomes an issue, they don't have to lose a shooting day. They just go and use that
set
as a backup, you know? So I was there for 9 weeks, and like the first couple weeks, I didn't know anyone. I didn't do anything. So I would just like find myself, I didn't have anything to do. So I just kind of find myself walking around the town and everything. And so one night I was just kind of like walking and these two women come up to me and they're like, oh, hey, do you have a, do you know where this like main square is? These two Hungarian women. And I'm like, oh, well, it's that way over here. It's like, oh, okay. We're a little lost. We're in town. We're doing like an interview for to be teachers. So, you know, we're just like in town for like the day. We're going to do an interview tomorrow. So we're just kind of like seeing the sights. I'm like, oh, and me being an idiot, I'm like, oh, I kind of know this square a little bit. So it's over here.
He's trying to flex, Sam.
Yeah, trying to flex a little bit because I'm so desperately lonely out in this place, and there's human interaction, and I'm like, okay, let's go. And they're like, you know, like two beautiful women. So I'm like, yeah, let me follow this.
Okay, they were beautiful. We left that out.
I left that out, did I? They were
beauty,
teachers.
One of my greatest scams. You know, you can get so much from beauty. It's worth the investment.
True. It is the first scam.
You take these beautiful women.
So I like kind of walk into the square and then they're like, oh, actually, you know what? We know this place. There's this bar that my friend has. So I'm like, oh, all right. So so good. You guys are getting recognized in your surrounding. Yeah. I'm like surprised you don't know this. So they like take me into this, bar, and then we go into this bar and I'm like, okay. And then we go downstairs, and like all the buildings in Budapest and Hungary are like castles, you know, like even the McDonald's is like in this stone building, you know, like these beautiful ornate things. So like we're going into this like essentially like this stone like castle bar, and we go in and we go down a floor, we go down another floor.
Oh no, not two floors. Oh, you know, Sam,
a third floor down crime into really the ground, you know, exactly. And we go in and this bar is like nice bar, and everybody's like real happy. It's like, oh, okay. You know, like, welcome. You want to have this drink? I'm like, okay, I have this drink. And so they keep on like giving me these drinks, and I'm like having them. And I'm like, oh, okay, show me menu. Like, hey, girl, have another one. And then they give me the bill afterwards, and I'm like, this is for $500. I'm like, excuse me. And like me, I'm also dumb, because like in the middle of the thing, I'm like, yeah, and I'm here, I'm working on this movie, and I'm this. It's like, oh, okay, for real? Okay, perfect. So shot, drink.
Oh, so you told them you had coins.
You know what I mean? I just straight up said it.
Their eyes turned into like, dollar signs. I said, y'all want somebody to rob? Because I got the capital.
And they were like, okay, well, here's the bill. I was like, oh, no, y'all had some of these drinks. I had maybe three. It's not $500. They're like, oh, yeah? Where are you going to? And then two fucking big Hungarian men come up and they're like,
oh, God.
Sir, would you like me to take you an ATM? I'm like, no, I'm gonna call my friend. And I tried to call, but they were so
you're underground.
There's no signal. So I'm like, oh, you got me. And like, you know that when you get like scammed, and like you realize two steps after the scam, when you like kind of just look back and like, oh, underground. Oh, you knew this place, but you didn't know where the square was. Oh no.
Right.
And so like I like tried to like look and like see if I could like run for it. Got head door thing, but no, they had the exits covered. And I'm just like, well, hopefully just take my money and don't try and like kill me or whatever.
Right. I was like, hopefully it's just a shakedown of the $500. Because also that's a perfect scam, because they're like promo girls, but like way more aggressive. Like promo girls be like, yes, come to the club and party with us, daddy. Get a table. They're like, come with us to this downstairs bar. Down one more stair. Down another stair. Here is my friend Vutsiev. And like, and they said they were leaving town, so you wouldn't look for them again. They're like, yeah, we're going to be gone tomorrow. Yep. They gave you everything that you needed.
Everything.
Sam, can I ask you a question about... So when you were walking around Hungary, were you looking at the sights? Were you like, oh, this building, oh, this is cool? Like, were you looking up and around at things?
I was. I really was. Because, like, I had nothing to do. So I was like, oh, this is the building parliament. And where we were staying was, like, in the smack dab in the middle of, like, where so much stuff was, you know? So, like, I was looking up and around. There was nothing else to do.
And see, that's why they targeted you. You can't go any guys... For everybody, when the airplanes open again, honey, and you can get back in the sky, girls, anywhere you go on a vacation, seeing sights, if you're doing it alone, if you eat, pray, hoeing, whatever, don't be looking around a lot. It is a telltale for scammers in the city that you are not from there. And they will be like, look at her over there seeing the sights. Let's get her.
Also, it didn't help. I was like the only black man for a 10-mile radius.
Listen, you was trying to eat, pray, ho, eat, pray, drink. You was trying to have a moment. That's not your fault, Sam. But yeah, I love this for you. True. Yeah, well, guys, let's get into our first segment. I'm glad you made it out with your life, honey.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad they didn't take you, because it doesn't seem like anybody on set had a special set of skills to come get your ass back.
I mean, Jason Statham was on that movie.
Okay, so, you know what? He we got a good neck yet. Chop. Okay, okay. You know,
exactly.
I feel like he would have did it on GP, though. He was like, we can't lose the only Negro. Somebody go find him.
Exactly. We have to explain to everybody back home.
Right. What happened to the Negro who was on that job? So, guys, let's get into our first segment. What's hot and fraud? If this is your first time listening to the show, this is where we tell you what's a poppin' scam that's out on the streets. Or we get a listener letter from one of you guys. And as always, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure your scam is retired, okay? We don't want to fuck up the bag, all right? Scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. And Sam, I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender here.
Okay. Daryl Johnman.
Daryl Johnman. Very real sounding name. So Daryl says, obviously don't use my name. We don't, Daryl. But when I was an au pair for a super rich hedge fund manager family who owned a castle and two airplanes. Two of them things, because one isn't enough. You need two airplanes.
You gotta get to the other airplane, of course.
We just fly this one to fly to the airport, and then we get on the other airplane. So she was originally promised $1,000 a week plus an apartment and all of my expenses paid. But once I had been working for a while, they told me that actually the work I was doing was worth more like $200 a week since they were paying my rent to live in the apartment that they gave me. I said, okay, but part of my job involved taking money out to buy groceries for the family. So basically, every time the mom told me to take out $300, I would take out $350 and pocket the extra. I also used her car to buy my own groceries and wine, and I would pay for the housekeeper's cell phone bill. Okay. It's been a decade and I still expect to feel bad about it someday, but I just don't. I worked really hard and I should have been paid better. Wow, Daryl, you should have. These people had two castles. They had a castle and two airplanes and they told you 200. They told you 200 a week.
I mean, I think it's even at that point, maybe you're expecting a little bit of money to be taken off the top. Because 200. Well, that's the thing, though. If you're that rich, you don't remember what money is anymore, right?
Right. And that's the issue with, like, America and stimulus checks and why we really shouldn't have so many rich people in Congress. Like, the girls think that $2,000 is a gift. It's like so much so that they spend so much time arguing in fucking chambers. Like, well, if we give the poor $2,000, they're never going to want to work again. Because it's so much money.
It's so much money. Bitch. Like, what do you think? When's the last time they were at like a mall, you know,
right?
Or like a grocery store where you see like $2,000 is a lot of money for a day, a week, you know, like
not even a week. The dinners that they're paying for, like,
yeah, $2,000. Like, and it like goes into the idea of like them thinking like it's immoral to like help people out. Like $2,000 is really going to break the bank and everybody's just going to be lazy in the streets with and it's a one-time $2,000 thing too. It's not even like $2,000 monthly. Like you're giving allowance, you know?
They said we give them $2,000 for a whole year. They have no work ethic anymore. Also, it's $2,000 of their own dollars because we definitely took all this money from them.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, oh, just give me $2,000 of it back. I'm like, no, that wouldn't be right.
So they settled on $1,400. It's so whack. Yo, but I really think rich people just don't know the value of money anymore. It's like, what's a banana cost? $13? Like, they don't know anymore.
They really don't.
But also, this is how rich people stay rich. Rich people be cheap, bro.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I need to cheapen up. Now.
Me too. I know. No more Christmas gifts. It's just going to be like a nice card. Like if you ever working like with you and like not to call them out, but like you ever get like from a major company or corporation or something like that. So when they like send you like a gift, you've like worked with them and they're like,
right.
Here's your gift. We did a donation in your name for this thing. I'm like, no, you didn't. Like show me I want to see that receipt then. Like, no, you did not. You did one.
Also, if it's a donation, because, okay, I can't say who because it will totally rat out who I'm talking about. But let's just say, Sam, I've gotten a lot of those from people that work with me for acting. You know what I mean. And it's at a big representation place. So they definitely have the coin and they've sent me those. And here's what fucks me up about it is like, don't send me no motherfucking "we donated in your name" if you're not going to tell me how much.
Exactly.
Where? So I can write it off. If it's in my name, let me get to writing it off.
That's so true.
They're sending us a letter that's like, "Hey, bitch, we love working with you. We claimed you on our taxes, okay? So we are your dad."
Exactly. Like, "Hey, I bought dinner in your name and it was delicious."
It tastes so good. You would have loved it.
It tastes so good. I hope you enjoyed the memory.
Yes. And also, while we're talking about that, guys, just an FYI, if you go to any store, like major stores like Walgreens, CVS, unless they sponsor this podcast, then go there because I love savings. But right now, just so you guys know, any store like that, that's like, "Hey, at the end of your purchase, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar so we can donate it to here? Or do you want to donate $2 today to whatever charity?" Guys, if you really care about donations and you also want your own tax write and you're tired of corporate greed, just donate to that place yourself on your own time. Because when you do it at the store, they claim your donations as a write-off for their fucking taxes. Like, they're not generous. They're making you pay for their tax break and it's bullshit.
Exactly. You ever see like those like, donate to help Burger King employees get some health care? I'm like, you are Burger King.
Where's the king?
Where's the king? Where's that crown?
Y'all said have it your jewels. Way. So yeah, they can't have health employment. They can't have health insurance their way. That's where it stops. They said have it your way. And people said we want health insurance. And they said, "Oh, we don't make that."
No.
We can't that flame broil that.
Otherwise. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what to tell you, bruh. We Burger King, okay? We not Cigna King. We not Kaiser Permanente King. I don't know what y'all want from us. Oh, the world is garbage.
It really is.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back. Scams!
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream. And I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving Rish, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hunt! And guys, we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment of this show, Historic Hoodwinks. And this is where I will regale Sam with a famous caper, charlatan, criminal. And, you know, we'll get his opinions all throughout, and maybe we'll love it, maybe we'll hate it. We don't know yet, okay? Guys, so today's Historic Hoodwink, we are talking about Francesca Barker Mills. And I love a hyphenated last name. The crime, it's right there. So, she's a 32-year-old baker and owner of The Barker Baker in Littleborough, England. Oh, in Littleborough, England, The Barker Baker. Oh, I love that. It's so catchy.
Of course, yeah. Barker Baker.
Yeah. Right catchy, yeah. No, isn't it? Listen, this is how I audition for, like, really famous slave movies, or if there's, like, a historical figure that's coming back in America, I just put on a British accent because, like, yeah, they like absolutely. The Brits more.
That's really good, actually. That's really, like, a really good one, yeah?
Oh, thank you. I spent a little time in London.
What you didn't? That's
probably. Yours is so good too. Oh my God. Yes, Sam, you have to have the Scam as a black actor. I know for a while, like Samuel Jackson, a lot of people were like, all of these black Brits are playing our famous black heroes in America. And I was like, okay, and so I can do that too then. Whoa, love it. No, exactly. Just let me know the auditions where I need to show up British, and I will. Exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly. So, sorry, guys, I'm late. I missed the tube. They're like, we're in Los Angeles.
Like, okay. That's a very long tube, isn't it? And they're like, hired.
We love her. Yes. She will play. Oh, God. So, guys, so this is Francesca Barker Mills, and she has this bakery that has, like, a cute alliteration in London. Great. So she tricked customers into buying freshly baked bread that was purchased from wholesale bakers and being warmed on radiators. So not the oven. She put this shit on a hot ass radiator and was like, filter up.
She's like, eight is eight.
They're like, Francesca, why do you keep going into your bedroom to get the bread?
It's like, oh, let's have a little sleep in it. It's like, don't worry.
Little nap.
Let's have a little nap.
Yeah, you know, sales, they're tugging me right out. So I just need a little nap. Like, what? Ma'am, I love this for you. So she also defrauded people out of thousands of pounds by getting them to invest in her fake government-run scam. Oh, a queen. Ooh. Amen. I love a scam for the government. I love that. True. So I actually scammed the UK government. I don't know if I can go back there, to be quite honest. I got some free surgery and... When I was 20, I lived there, and your girl needed a little bit of surgery. I didn't know I was going to need it. I came and I was like, can y'all give me these drugs the Americans gave me? You know, the one that make your leg fall asleep, or you might die, or it'll heal the pain. Those are the three options.
A road split three ways in the wood.
Right. It's nice over there for scams. I won't lie. You know, I had to dip my toe.
I mean, if they have extra surgeries, then go ahead. Like, let me get one.
Right. They had surgeries just lying around. Just lying then, around. Like, let me get one. So she launched her bakery in 2015 after avoiding jail in 2013 due to, you guessed it, a fraud conviction. Mm-hmm. Not her first rodeo. She started in the business on the pretense that she was turning her life around, having fallen in love with baking over a probation course. Okay. That's plausible because, like, you can fall in love with baking during probation. A lot of people fell in love with baking during the pandemic. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Do you bake, Sam?
I don't. It's like the only part of cooking that I don't do. But like I want to. I want to bake. But the oven in my house is unreliable. I'll just say that much.
Unreliable. Okay. That sounds fiery.
Yeah. It's just you can't like really set the temperature to what it needs to be.
Oh, okay. It's like vibes. Like you got to turn it to vibes.
Yeah. And like the baking is such science, you know, like it's like hit this at this temperature for these amount of exact minutes. And mine's like kind of be like this hot and for around this long.
Oh, you could make that work. Come on. The ancestors. The ancestors had like fire in the stove. You can do that.
That's true. My ancestors, Ghanaians, we don't do like a lot of baking. It's all stews and stews and sauce.
Oh, so Sam, you are from Ghana?
I am.
Oh, I need to go back over there. The black people didn't tell me we was going over there, and I missed
your return. Yeah, everybody was there.
I was actually pissed because I got on Instagram. I saw all the black people I know return, and I said, "Bitch, nobody told me we was going back to Africa. I would love to come."
The year of return back to LA now.
Truly. Oh gosh. So this is Francesca's scam. Francesca says basically what happened was she would tell people that she was involved in a government-run matched funding scheme designed to encourage new investors. She claimed that people could send money to her account and it would be matched pound for pound by the government. You know how the government do.
They love giving away money.
It's our favorite pastime. They're like, you give us money, we match it. How does this work? Don't ask about all
don't
that.
Ask it.
Don't worry about that, sweetheart. Baby girl, don't worry about all that, all right? We got you, the government. So she tricked new investors into believing that they would double their money if they left thousands of pounds in her account to mature over a few months. So old school Ponzi scheme here. Francesca's giving me Madoff. She's giving Madoff.
Oh, yeah. It's the true. It's a first Madoff, it sounds like.
Right. The original. We're talking about the OG Madoff.
The OG.
Which I love the OG Madoff, honestly. Like, he's one of my favorite guys. He really, you know, came out here and did the damn thing. Charles Ponzi walked so Madoff could fly in jets.
Mm-hmm. Two of them.
Yes. I'm sure more than that. So when the money never arrived in the investors' bank accounts, surprise, she would persuade them into giving more cash, saying that they could make even more of a return if they invested a little more. So it's like, you know why you ain't got no money yet? Because you ain't give enough money. You got to give more. Y'all playing this small, okay? Wait, do you invest, Sam?
I do. I have a business manager.
Mm-hmm.
So like part of that is into investments. And I was using Robinhood.
Yes.
Before all the.
They shady now.
They shady as can be. So now I'm just like leaving it up to my.
Business manager.
My business manager.
Okay. Which if you guys don't know what a business manager is, a business manager is when you get to a certain point, usually in an entertainment career, but also other types of careers where perhaps it's lucrative or perhaps you have a lot of different things happening. Yes, I'm counting Sam's coins. no, we're putting your coins out on the podcast. Not playing. You can get one at any time. But basically, they charge you 5% to, like, make sure that all of your bills are paid, that everything is happening correct, that you don't go to Lauryn Hill jail for tax evasion, like, all of these things. So, which is very scary, because when I had to give over my information to someone like that, I was like, oh, this is the end. I'm having a panic attack. Like, I don't ever want to give. I saw what happened to Rihanna. Look, Rihanna had a business manager rob her of millions of dollars, guys. Like, my mom always said, you're never too important to sign your own checks. And also, everyone you work with should know that you got a bat in your trunk. works with your money at least. Because the suing, people aren't scared enough of being sued. You got to tell them you're going to beat their ass and sue them.
Exactly. Exactly. And one will happen before the other.
Right.
You can pick which.
You can pick which. No, I'm going to let you show up to court because then I know where you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Oh, God. Look at me. They're going to use all of this against me. I feel like I'm going to be in court one day and they're going to be like, play episode 76. Take me to jail. Okay. So, yeah. She's basically saying, girls, invest more. This is how you get your coins. So Francesca, like, people would give her more cash, which is insane to me. Francesca would then delay things by sending the agitated investors screenshots of her bank account with more than 100,000, which is about 140,000 American dollars, pounds in it, as proof that she could pay them. The money never arrived in the hands of the investors. What a shock. Like, if you can pay me, then just pay me. I don't want to see a TD bank statement saying you could pay me if you wanted to.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Exactly. Just frame it, I guess.
Yeah. That's like when people loan you, you loan somebody money and you see them in some nice clothes the next week and you're just like,
excuse me.
I thought you were
young
broke.
Man. Yeah, I thought you needed help.
Honestly, if you borrow money from me, you need to get off the grid. I don't want to see you on social media. I don't want to see you happy. Bitch, I can see you eating a sandwich and I'd be like, where you get money for that sandwich? Because like, right. Oh, so you can afford to eat today, but you can't pay me back. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then I guess I own part of this then. That's my sandwich.
Yeah, give me a bite because I paid for it.
I'm taking a big bite off the main part.
I'm full. I'm still going to take a bite, though. So she had promotion for this bread company. And we're going to see a little YouTube video of her promoting this company. God,
I'm so excited.
It has a whopping 37 views. So really traveled this video. And here we go. Oh, my goodness. So the part of the video that we're starting on, it says, 4 years, I got the watch my best friend get married. Okay, she got typos on the video. It says, yeah. I got the watch. I think it means I got two watch.
Two watch? Yeah.
Yes.
Wrote this in a hurry.
Right. She put this video up quick. So before the feds get here, FBI knocking at the door. They were like,
hold on.
So she says underneath that, I got to become an auntie. I got to watch my girl. She's got two right on the rest of them. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I got to watch my girlfriend achieve. I got to meet my foster parents. I got to unravel my past. I had to lose my grandma. I had to face demons. I had to face myself. Now, this is an investment advertisement.
Interesting. Like, you don't see a lot about a lose in investment. What's your grandma have to do with investments also?
Like, hey, y'all go invest or y'all go let my granny's death be in vain. It's up to you. Like, what, how does that track? Okay, that Francesca. We play on Francesca's little video. Let's see what she's talking about. Some very stirring music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got some nice little fading happening here. The hardest year of my life, the best year of my life. Bring on year five. Okay, the music is swelling. Okay, we've got one of those. What kind of fade is that called? Star fade, white, blinds? Okay,
yeah,
I think it's
blinds. Blinds wipe.
Okay, she got a picture of an award. She got it 2015. It's too far away to see what it is. Okay, hey, Francesca. She wearing her white chef's coat.
Okay.
Earning an honest crust. She was written up in a business newspaper by saying that she earned honestly. Oh, a photo of bread. A little clip art. Okay. Now she's in front of her store with her bread. Other white people holding bread. Oh, okay. We see the mixers. She bought mixers. Okay, she's just not making the bread. Wait. Did she sprinkle a little flour next to
a little
the mixers?
Flour on the thing, like, this is where bread was made, maybe.
She giving bread making vibes. Okay, we got some dough in the photo. Or no, what's that? Holes?
This little holes with some sort of a herb in
it. Oh, rosemary. Okay, rosemary. Now we're seeing a picture of focaccia. Okay.
Picture with a couple of bobbies in there too, police officers.
Oh, yes. Come on, bobbies. Bobbies love the focaccia at her place. Oh, she also making rosé lemonade.
Okay.
Okay. Pause. Okay. Pauses. What?
It seems like this is a real multi-pronged attack.
Also, like, she got so many pictures of people in here with her. Who are these people? Do they?
I know.
She called up all her homeboys. She was like, y'all come take photos in front of this mixer, okay?
I need you to lend me some legitimacy, please. Right.
So she made this video, I guess, to prove that she was legit. We'll put the link in our notes, but it's a very fun slideshow of insanity.
Of just things. Like, look at this. Hold a loaf of bread, see?
Right. That's like if I worked at an auto repair shop and there was just lots of photos of me with like random tools and like in front of cars.
Just like holding lug nuts, like, see?
We'll fix your car. Look, here she is posed in front of lots of bread and of clothes bags of flour. What are we?
Yeah.
This is how you know she ain't no shit about making no damn bread.
Exactly.
We don't got a single video of her from farm to table in this shit, kneading the bread, nothing.
Not a one. I don't see a roller. What do you call it? Like a dough roller. I don't see a bowl.
You don't need all that to make bread, Sam. You just need vibes.
I don't have a reliable oven, so I'm not even trying.
Honestly, you just need to take a picture in front of it. And then you'll be a baker. We got you. So Francesca wanted to show people that ex-offenders could contribute to their community. So she's really branding herself as an ex-con. And this is something that, you know, everyone can do it. I've started to see like more companies be like, we have people who are in jail for marijuana crimes who now work at this dispensary or whatever. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think it is cute and very much restorative justice. People are very tantalized by that now in a way that they definitely weren't, you know, a few years back. If you had a criminal mm-hmm. record, there was no way to spin it, which is funny because then you can only come out and do jobs that's like, we might as well just hire ex-cons in any field, because why is moving the biggest one? Like, are y'all really worried about criminals? But then you're like, hey, ex-criminals, come into my home and touch everything that I own.
Handle all of my personal goods. Like, if you were worried about, like, what changed?
Right. I'm like, if you go down the line, if you've moved, there's a chance that someone who has formerly been incarcerated moved your things. And guess what? You got your things, right? So, like, maybe let's not make that a barrier of entry anywhere.
Exactly.
Depending on what you did.
Well, that's right. Like, you gotta be chopping heads off. Maybe let's not give you
We won't give you a job here at Accenture, but the normal girls who did nonviolent things, y'all can come on back.
Yeah, exactly. A drug charge should not prohibit you from moving furniture.
Right, exactly. You was moving weight, now you moving tables. What's the difference? So she told friends and even advertised in local newspapers that her bakery was a social enterprise. See, branding. Mm-hmm. So, but in fact, Francesca used the bakery to convince potential investors, her landlord, and her friends, in quotes, into sinking thousands of their hard-earned cash into this government scheme that she had invented. So she got them with the fake bread, and then mm-hmm. she was like, also invest in my government scheme while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love making investments at my Panera Bread. That's where I buy all my stocks.
I put my bread in my bread place.
Right. So the lies kept spreading as Francesca would tell people that she had won thousands in contracts, which would mean that she could give them back their investment within days. She told friends that she had been given a $40,000 contract to star in a BBC documentary about how she had turned her life around. Wow. She also said that she'd been given council money to teach children in schools how to bake and an 8,000-pound contract with Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
I mean, just very bold and like just big swings, you know, like government program.
I feel like the government program is actually the safest lie, because if it's like the BBC hit you up, then girl, when is the show going to come out? Also, Ben and Jerry's is very woke. So I feel like that's a believable lie, because Ben and Jerry's be out here like black lives, macadamia nut matter. Ice cream, okay? I said, look, we got non-binary banana. Okay. Ben and Jerry's is woke as fuck.
As woke as can be. That's so true.
And I love that for them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and it's delicious. So all in all, it's guilt free.
Right. All in all, it's guilt free. It do taste better. It do taste better when the racism not in there. Except exactly. For Chick-fil-A. That homophobia do taste a little good.
So, yeah, exactly. If it's bought for me, say magnifique.
Right.
I won't go in there and give them my money. But, you know, if it shows up, I don't let this food go to waste. Who does that help?
Right. Yeah. That's because people are starving.
Exactly. So,
yeah, which has never been... It's never been a good argument for me to eat something. I'm like, even if I eat this or not, like, should we do something about them? Let's go to the food bank.
Exactly. When someone's like, oh, we finish all these, you know, asparagus in the fridge because people are starving. I'm like, then we should have given them this asparagus in the first place. This, I don't like the distribution of food is a problem. Not like engorging on the amount of food that you have been distributed.
Yes, I feel you. So the scam, let's get into the people who were scammed. So soon she had defrauded four people from 2015 to 2017, including one couple from Rochdale. They gave her more than 60,000 pounds in total. And remember, the pound is stronger than the dollar. So we're talking about some real coins here, over $100,000. So, they saw that her ads in the newspaper were, you know, getting some traction, and they wanted to support a local business that had a good message behind it. So that's why they gave the 60,000 pounds. Another man first met Francesca after she hired him as her baker's assistant at the new shop. So maybe he goes to get the bread off the radiator? Confusion. So not only did Francesca convince him into giving her thousands of dollars, because that's what you do when you get a job. You get the job and then you give them money.
Yeah, of
you know how jobs work. So it left him in debt, which is sad. But the bakery was not all she claimed it to be. She pretended to customers that her bread was freshly baked on site, but she would buy it, obviously, from the wholesalers, and she would warm it up on the radiator. And she would convince shoppers that it just came out of the oven. She'd be like, woo, woo, piping hot. Be a little dust on it. Y'all blow that off. That's bread dust. That's just some bread dust.
That's from the oven itself.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. You know how dusty bread be when you get it. You gotta blow it off a little bit. Wipe it off with a towel. And then that's what the bakers do.
Dip it in some water and you'll be fine.
Right. That's also how, like, I feel like nowadays, more so in London's been this way for a while, where they have shit that's, like, actually fresh and non-preservatives. In America, if you get, like, some ugly-ass roots or something, you like, damn, this shit came straight from the ground. Wow.
Right.
Impressive. Okay, still got some roots on here from the earth. Yeah, and then they charge you, like, four times the amount for it.
Exactly. It's like, see, this came from earth. Where do the other carrots come from?
Right. Oh, the other carrots are lab. They came from our lab. That's how we got them into baby.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We cloned all these carrots.
Right. That's not how baby carrots work, but that's how I'm saying they work.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I remember that living in London, like the eggs are outside. Like they don't keep the eggs in the fridge and the eggs are African American. And mm-hmm. I was like, where did you get these African American eggs? And they was just sitting out in the grocery store. I was like, wow, fancy. So that's what she did with her bread. She said all the bakers wipe their bread off, but we don't do that here. So, you know, she was giving them that radiator bread. She also bullied her employee into loaning her thousands for a holiday, saying that she was depressed and needed some time away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Since when are you paying for your boss's vacation?
Right.
That feels...
I mean...
And just because she was depressed?
Right. Just depressed about what? Isn't business good?
Business is booming, okay? The radiator ain't never been used more than this. So, Francesca flew out to Greece with the money, and her employee never saw that cash again. Damn, Francesca, you ain't right. So, this is how she got caught. Eventually, Francesca started dropping in and out of contact with those she had swindled, and they reported her to the bobbies, to the police. Mm-hmm. Soon after their investment, Francesca began a pattern of promising higher returns for more investment, only to lie her way out of paying any money back. Julian Good, who defended her in court, argued that Francesca should receive a suspended sentence, saying that she should be rehabilitated in the community. I thought that's what she was doing this whole time.
Right.
Thought she was doing rehab with the community. She was robbing the community.
Let's try again, I guess.
You know, we got to go back sometimes. No, let me go back to exactly where I was. I won't keep doing the things I did.
Why not?
So, but the judge said that Francesca caused such a high level of harm and that this was her second time in court facing fraud charges. There was no option for her but the jailhouse. Makes sense. She received 27 months sentence in late 2020. The baker's assistant said, "My only hope is that Francesca genuinely understands what she did and will be honest and take responsibility for her actions." That's such a nice baker assistant. Because I would have been like, I put ramen on anybody commissary who will beat Francesca Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. I want her day to start with a beat down. Okay, yeah, who got me?
And then a midnight snack one too. Yeah, make sure. Give me the name of that cellmate.
Right, you really do the beatings good. I will add Cheetos, the Flamin' Hot Ones with the limon, okay? Do this for me. Yo, people are such trash. I don't know if I stand by Francesca for this.
I don't know if I do either. Because like, that's the thing. I think a scam, if you're scamming underlings, man, that's what gets me. Like, I'm all for a scam when you're scamming up. I'm like, all right, that's Robin Hoodie, you know what I mean? That's charming. But like when you like steal money from your employees and like taking money for vacation, that's villainy.
It's evil. Also, this person works for you, so essentially in the food chain, they are much lower than you are.
Feed them, you know.
Let them get some of that bread off the radiator to take home.
Exactly.
Tragic. Oh, gosh. So, guys, we're going to take one more break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, which is where I have to let Sam go.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
And fraud! Guys, we're back. It is depressing, Sam, that I have to let you go. This has been so fun. Before I let you go, what if I do that every time? You guys getting annoyed? I asked too much of the congregation's opinions, and now they think they run me. And they do. They'd be like, we want this now.
Now.
Okay.
You answer to us.
Yeah, we listen for free, but you answer us. And I love that for them. I do. So guys, scammer of the week. This is where we always leave you with a charlatan, maybe a ring of criminals or an end of, you know, anyone who we think is worthy of our praise. You know, someone who's really achieved in the art of the scam. Or maybe we hate them. I don't know yet. Let's see. So this is about a catfish of Bruno Mars that scammed a Texas woman out of 100,000 of them things. Those American U.S. things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. So, Shinwendu, thank you so much. I can pronounce this. Shinwendu Aswan Wu.
All right.
Shinwendu. Shinwendu Aswan Wu, okay?
Aswan Wu. Aswan Wu.
Aswan Wu, okay? Being from Ghana, I think, Sam, that you probably would have had a better hand at pronouncing this name correctly. But I got a phonetic spelling, so.
Well, and it sounded, as a direct mouthpiece for Africa, it sounded right.
Oh, thank you. Wait, did you move from Ghana here, or are your parents Ghanaian? And
my mother's Ghanaian.
Here?
My father's from Detroit. So I used to go back and forth. So like from first, I lived there for like first and second grade, but I used to be there like twice a year.
It's such a gorgeous place. Like I really wanted to visit. It's like Ghana is one of the best well-kept secrets like out of countries in Africa because they don't really want y'all coming over there to fuck it up. They got beautiful beaches, nice ass homes. One of my homegirls is from Ghana. I said, bitch, when we pulling up, she said, we are so tired of you Black Americans coming over here trying to find y'all roots. We like, look, we don't know where we're from. I'm from all countries of Africa. And I'm not doing no ancestry.
Went there. And that's and my father used to do tours. He would bring people to Africa, and
yes.
Like it was that. So I would see so much of that. Like people like, finally I'm home. I'm like, well, you ain't home. But like this is.
Don't be disrespectful, Sam. We don't know where home is. Okay, so home is everywhere. Home is wherever I'm with you, Africans. Home. Okay, I live everywhere over there. I would be over there like, yeah, this reminds me of my ancestors. Mm-hmm, that right there.
That tree?
That tree. This is where they come and meet me. Oh, that was in Black Panther.
That's right.
Where Wakanda at? I'm just over in Africa like, where is Wakanda? That's where I'm from.
I keep on trying to put it in Google Maps.
It don't come up.
Their technology is too good.
Right, where did Vibranium at? Me and my homegirls want to know. Okay, if you can't get Vibranium in Africa, where can you go? Okay, we are here. I can't get my information to the government. My cousins got strikes. I don't want them finding us. What am I supposed to do? So this man, this king, he was pretending to be Bruno Mars on Instagram when he reached out to a 63-year-old Texas woman. So, I feel like, I don't know, pretending to be Bruno Mars a good idea? I don't know what Bruno does every day. He's not right in the tabloids like that.
But I mean, I think then that makes him a real good one to be.
Right.
Because then you're like, oh, yeah, maybe that's what he does.
Yes. So the woman told police that the fake Bruno Mars made her believe that he was interested in pursuing a relationship with her. And she soon fell in love with whom she thought was the real singer. So how old is Bruno Mars, girls? Let's just get an age check on Bruno real quick.
Okay? My guess off top of my head is
what's your guess?
33.
Wow. You skewed a little young. 35. Oh, yeah. So you're
35. Yes. Okay.
So 35-year-old Bruno Mars saw this 63-year-old baddie from Texas, and he said, wait a minute, sis. I'll catch a grenade for you, okay? I will sweat out
my cup, put some liquor in it.
Right. I will sweat your perm out. Virginia May, okay? Yes, that's what Bruno said. So one, I admired the confidence of the 63-year-old woman. She was like, I could bag Bruno Mars.
Still
I could
be his got it.
Mom, or I could be his mommy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, I got that wop.
Where he approached me.
Right. She said, yes, this is happening. So she said that she got swindled. He said that, you know, he was in love with her. She also told investigators that the account convinced her of its authenticity by sending her several texts and photos from the tour, telling her that he wanted to quit the tour to be with her. Well, he said, I already danced with Beyonce at the Super Bowl, so I really could quit this for you, Virginia May. I peaked. I made it my whole career. No one could catch my race, you know? Right. I'm the rock of music. No one knows what race I am, just like Dwayne Johnson.
And I'll be what I need to be.
He performs at everything. We see him at like the Trinidadian Day Parade. We're like, is Bruno Mars from Trinidad?
Is he Trinidadian? It's like, I guess so. Like, I don't know. I mean, I can't ask him.
Right, I can't ask. We surely cannot ask him, and we won't. As rude, okay?
As rude.
We'll just assume, which is better. That's better. So, soon enough, the fake Bruno Mars asked the woman for $10,000 in a check for the friend of the band for tour expenses. And 2 days later, he asked for $90,000.
2 days. 2 days later.
Yes.
Because he, oh my God. Well, that first check went through. He was like, well, let's just see.
Right. It was like, oh, she got it? Because she like wrote the check probably too quick. She was like, oh, how much? 10K? Oh, it's He's nothing. Like,
did I say 10? Ah, damn.
I'm at 90.
I'm at 90. I missed a zero on that, baby.
No, yeah, it was a typo. It was a typo. I did mean $100,000 since you got it.
Right. So, he's like, I'm rich. I got $10,000.
Damn. So each amount was deposited in separate accounts owned by Shawindu and his accomplice, Basil Amadi. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't trust nobody named Basil. That just seems like you're doing crime. So, right? Like, if you tell me your name is spelled time with a TH, I'm not giving you shit. Right. What?
No.
That's your name?
No.
No.
Your name is Oregano with a W? No.
Where does the W go, Sam?
At the end of the O, so it's Oregano.
Oregano. Send me the money, Oregano. Yes, I love it. So basically, each amount was deposited into their accounts. Both men were charged with money laundering, and Awazanu's bail was set for $30,000. Okay, $30,000, you know, not too high. A photo of the man who looked nothing like Bruno Mars is, we have that right now. I need to see what Shawindu looks like.
Yes,
but he was just using photos of Bruno Mars from Google and probably like his Snapchat stories and stuff or like behind the scenes stuff. And that's how he convinced her. Now, this lady was smart, though, because she didn't go to Western Union, which I told you guys, Western Union, number one hotspot for crime. A1 crime happening there. Okay. She wrote them out of her own bank account, which means that they're traceable and they can figure out where they were deposited. So she was smart enough to do that. So, okay, Virginia May, which is the fake name I've given you. Okay, so wait, we have pulled up TMZ. So let me see the real guy who was pretending to be Bruno Mars.
Whoops.
Oh.
Whoopsies.
Okay, y'all, not only are y'all not Bruno Mars, y'all not even Bruno Saturn. Y'all not Bruno Venus.
Bruno Mercury. That's Bruno Uranus.
Right, that's Bruno Pluto. That ain't even a planet no more. What happened? Yo, they don't look nothing like Bruno. It's actually very hilarious how much they do not look like Bruno Mars.
Oh my God.
They are very racially unambiguous. These men are black.
These men are black. These men are African.
Oh my God. Yo. Okay, look. As far as these two scammers go, our good Basil and our good Shawindu. Oh man, I don't know. I kind of fuck with them. Like,
I mean, absolutely. I think they picked a good target. I think their first tests for that 10K and then the immediate 90K was also smart. Get in there and then get out.
But they just didn't. They didn't quite stick the landing.
They didn't stick the landing.
But they did a good job. Also, like, why did he need his homeboy to get involved? Were they both being Bruno Mars? Was this a thing of, like, I imagine they talked to Miss Virginia May, which is not her real name, FYI. I bet they talked to her quite a deal before.
Yeah. Like, well, how much in contact were they both? Because they use one to verify the other's identity, you know? Like, Bruno Mars, look, this is a member of my band. It's like, yeah, I'm his band. I'll see, prove it.
Right, because they did say a friend of the band, so maybe. And they were talking via text, they were talking via Instagram, sending photos. So I feel like they had to talk to her for a little bit before they were like, okay, girl, we need the coins. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I mean, right.
And like, she was like, where are y'all on tour now? And he was like, oh, we in Hollywood. And then we going to Jackson, Mississippi. And then I want to kiss you, girl, because you're so pretty. Goddamn. It's too hot right now. Like, they're just, like, sending her lyrics of the song.
Yes, non-stop. It's, like, written in lyric format.
He talks just like he does in the music.
Oh, that means... and only I know that. It's like his music is being spoken to me.
Right, so they're telling her some of these songs are about her. Yes. You know, this 63-year-old queen is obviously a catch. She has a lot of money in her bank account. She's living good. She can work Instagram well enough. Like, yep. I hope she finds love, because obviously she's lonely, and she thought she was about to come up.
Yeah, I mean, for real. Maybe just lower the bar a little bit. Just a little bit.
This is America. Everybody can have what they dream of, including Bruno Mars when they're 63. True. What are you talking about?
No, that's true. That's a shame on me for trying to limit somebody's magic.
Yeah, it's 24 karat. Okay.
You know, for, exactly.
All right. Well, it's the end of the show. Sam, I have to ask you, we always ask, where do you want to be found?
Where do I want to be found? I want to be found on Instagram.
Okay. And what's that?
Sam Richardson. I want to be found on Twitter at Sam Richardson.
Okay. It was so very intentional. I want to be found on Instagram at the Sam Richardson. I would also like to be found on Twitter.
I'm very bad at my social media. So I'm like, let me just make sure I say these things so that I use them.
Yes, use them. We want to see you. I want to see more of this cute office. There's a couch in there. Dude, this I love
couch,
it.
Couch, a pillow, a little whiteboard.
Come on, whiteboard. Look at you. All right, like a real writer. Well, you are. A great talent. Guys, as always, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure that the scam is retired. Seriously, guys, make sure it's retired. Some of these I can't read because I'm like, y'all trying to send me to jail. I'm deleting them so the feds don't come. Me, guys, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms if you'd like to see my nonsense. Yes. As always, guys, our show, bonus show, Confessions, is on Stitcher Premium. If you want a free month of listening, S-C-A-M. My offer code is SCAM. You know what it is. Free month of listening. And our back catalog's on there, too. So y'all can stop asking me that about episodes I already did. all right, congregation. Stay scheming.
Scam Goddess! This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is starring me, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley. Scam Goddess is produced by Chelsea Jacobson and engineered by Marina Baez, with research by Sherilyn Vera. Stay scamming!
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.